This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal marks 19th Loktantra Divas commemorating the end of direct monarchy and reinstatement of parliament. Budget session of federal parliament commencing tomorrow. House session also likely to be focused on concluding federal civil service bill and school education bill. Health Minister Podil warns of suspending government support to private medical colleges if they fail to provide residential doctors with living allowances equal to their government counterparts. And Ukrainian President Zelensky calls for more pressure on Russia after deadliest attack on Kiev in 9 months. Now the news in detail. The 19th Loktantra Divas has been marked across Nepal today by organizing several programs, including offering tributes to the martyrs who sacrificed their precious lives in democratic struggles. The day has been observed in commemoration of the historic events when the direct rule and autocratic regime of the king came to an end after the reinstatement of the dissolved parliament. The autocratic regime was abolished on the 24th of April in 2006, while the parliament that was dissolved on the 22nd of May in 2002 was reinstated. A meeting of the House of Representatives was convened on the 28th of April in 2006 on the strength of people's movement with the participation of 7 political parties agitating against autocracy and the then rebel Communist Party of Nepal, Maoist. The Constitution of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal was proclaimed on the 20th of September in 2015 by the Constituent Assembly through epousal Constituent Assembly elections. Accordingly, the country is now in the practice of federalism after holding 2 elections at the federal, provincial and local levels. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, has said that the youths have a significant role in frustrating instability in the country. During a program youth celebration organized by his party on the Loktantra Divas at Prakriti Mandap of Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli said that its youth role to protect the Federal Democratic Republic, achieved through people's struggle and sacrifice, and realize the resolution of nation-building. Prime Minister Oli also stressed the need for special awareness against those fomenting anarchy. The monsoon session, also known as the budget session of the both houses of the federal parliament, will be commencing tomorrow. President Ramchandra Podil has summoned the session of the federal parliament for 1 p.m. on Friday on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The winter session of the parliament had been prorogued on the 31st of March. As per the constitutional calendar, the finance minister will present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, coming 29th of May, and this session is also called the budget session. The government's new policies and programs will be presented on the 2nd of May, and the pre-budget discussions are likely to start from May 11th. There is a legal provision that the pre-budget discussions should be held before 15 days of the budget announcement. The monsoon session is also likely to dedicate time for concluding the Federal Civil Service Bill and the School Education Bill. Health Minister Pradeep Patil has warned that the government will suspend all cooperation with private medical colleges if they fail to provide residential doctors with a living allowance equal to that received by their counterparts in government hospitals. During a meeting today with the representatives from the Nepal Medical Association and the resident doctors at the ministry today, the health minister said that it is not needed to debate on the decision made by the Medical Education Commission regarding the living allowance for resident doctors. Resident doctors from private medical colleges have been protesting for the past 22 days, demanding that their living allowances must be aligned with those of their counterparts in government hospitals. Newly appointed Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Pant, has assumed his office this evening. Earlier today, President Ramchandra Podil administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Education Minister Pant. He administered the oath of office to Minister at the special ceremony held at the office of the President in Sital Nivas today. The appointment of Education Minister Pant comes after Education Minister Vidya Bhattarai resigned from her post on the 21st of April, citing her health reasons. Chairperson of the CPN Mao Center and former Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachand has suggested the government address the genuine demands of teachers. In today's parliamentary party meeting of the CPN Mao Center today, Chair Dahal suggested that the government should resolve the problem, saying that he has been holding discussion with teachers, doctors and microfinance victims. According to Chair Dahal's private secretary, he also asked parliamentarians of his party to involve actively to pass the bills, including the civil service and school education from the parliament. This news comes from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet asap gardos
data voice sms
sabai spatal dai paunus
Nepal Telecom ko sahulyat dar ka package haru kharid garna *1415# dial garnuhos
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Standing on the base of the world's tallest peak, Sagarmatha, Mount Everest, Qatari Princess Asma Al Thani has expressed her serious concern over the impact of climate change in the Himalayan region. Addressing the summit in Thame, a Sherpa village already devastated by glacier floods, Princess Al Thani described the status of the mountainous life as lifeless compared to her first visit in 2019. Princess Asma had also climbed Mount Everest in 2019. The summit was organized by an organization called Satsatai on the occasion of the International Earth Day on the 22nd of April. She said that the melting of snow on mountains like Everest is a threat not only for Nepal but also to the entire global community. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more pressure must be applied on Russia to achieve a ceasefire between the two countries. The BBC cited Zelensky as saying that he doesn't see much pressure on Russia or any other strong sanctions packages against the Russian aggression. He reiterated that Ukraine was attacked by Russia, with tens of thousands of people killed since the full-scale war between the two countries in February 2022. His comments come after overnight Russian missiles and drone attacks on Kiev killed at least 8 people, injuring other 77, the deadliest strike on Ukrainian capital. Pakistan has threatened to suspend all bilateral agreements with India, including the 1972 Simla Agreement, on Thursday. According to Al Jazeera, Pakistan's threat was a retaliatory move after India said it would suspend the Indus Water Treaty and close the land border the day before. The Simla Agreement was a peace accord signed by the two countries a few months after Bangladesh became independent from Pakistan. In a communique issued following a meeting of the National Security Committee, NSC, Pakistan's top civil-military decision-making body, Pakistan has warned that India that any disruption of its water supply would be considered as an act of war. It also added that it was prepared to respond with full force across the complete spectrum of national power. The NSC meeting, which took place on Thursday in Islamabad, was led by Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif alongside the other government officials and chiefs of its military forces. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hill regions of Kusi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or snowfall is likely to occur at one or two places of the high mountains region of Kusi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of extreme heat for the next 2 days in many places of Madhya province, along with the Tarai region of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces. The Tarai region of Lumbini province may also experience heat wave. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal marks 19th Loktantra Diwas, commemorating end of direct monarchy and reinstatement of parliament. Budget session of federal parliament commencing tomorrow. House session also likely to be focused on concluding Federal Civil Service Bill and School Education Bill. Health Minister Podel warns of suspending government support to private medical colleges if they fail to provide residential doctors with living allowances equal to their government counterparts. And Ukrainian President Zelensky calls for more pressure on Russia after deadliest attack on Kiev in 9 months. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.